You're trying not to think about him, but you do anyway. His sharp face floats in front of your closed eyes, taunting you with a grin. His broad shoulders ripple as he wraps his arms around you and pulls you in close for a kiss. Your own lips part as they feel the imagined warmth of his. You feel the heat of his body pressed against yours. After a long moment, you remember to breathe. His hands are sliding down your waist, your hips. The sensation of each bump on his hands is magnified as you rub your clit, lost in the fantasy. He places his hand on your pussy, cupping it. A finger slowly curls into the wetness. You inhale shudderingly as the finger probes. Now there's two fingers, twisting and curling inside you. They make a hook, and he starts pulling at you roughly. He works you with his whole arm, each pull almost lifting you off the ground. A finger lightly traces a line down one breast. You gasp, the imagined touch sending a chill down your spine. When you imagine his fingers sliding out, your cunt aches with longing. You need him inside you, and you give in to the fantasy. He's pinning you down on the bed with his body. His hard cock is pressed against your slit, rubbing slowly. You beg him, please. He pushes himself up onto one arm and repositions his cock so it sits poised to enter. He gives you that grin again and says, "Do you want daddy inside you?" You whimper that you do. Still grinning, he waits. You squirm against the head of his penis, begging him with your body. Finally, you can't stand it. You shout, "Please, daddy, fuck me!" His cock slams inside you. You squeal as it reaches its peak, then slides back again. Your body bucks as he fucks you roughly. He pounds you relentlessly, senselessly. A hand is groping your breasts, clawing and squeezing and scratching. You're so lost in the sensations that you don't even know whose hand it is. Each impact of his body smashes you a little further up the bed. His hands appear on your waist to pull you back to him, but he changes his mind. His cock slides out. The sudden emptiness makes you moan with longing. He twists your body over and pulls you up onto all fours. Then he's back inside, thrusting harder and deeper than before. He gathers a handful of hair and yanks your head back, hard. You scream as you grind against his pounding cock, your scalp on fire. He shoves the fingers of his other hand roughly into your mouth, gagging you. His hand releases your hair and wraps around your belly. He's squeezing you so hard that you can hardly breathe. He bends down over you and buries his face against your neck. He nibbles softly at your skin until he reaches the spot where neck meets shoulder. He bites down hard, and you half scream against his gagging fingers. You know you need him to come inside you, and you try to speak. He hears you, and his lips brush against your ear as he whispers, "Do you want daddy's cum?" Unable to answer, you moan in response. "I don't think I hurt you," he breathes, the hot air making you shiver as it tickles your ear. His fingers slide out of your mouth, followed by your plea. He puts a hand on each shoulder and pumps even harder. Something inside you is blazing, growing out of control. It explodes as you feel him stiffen. His thrusts become slow, each one sending hot, thick sperm splashing against your cervix. You squeeze his cock with your pussy, quaking as each twitch and spurt sends another wave of ecstasy crashing over you. Together, you collapse into the bed. You both lie there, breathing heavily. His cock is slowly softening inside you. It slides out, a trail of sticky cum sticking to it. The scene slowly dissolves as you recover. Damn it. You were trying not to think about him, but you did anyway.